First, let's get the 8 o'clock news with Karen Carthy.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Helen McEntee, will today outline a €1.7 billion defence spending plan that will run until 2030. It'll aim to speed up the modernisation of the defence forces and to improve defence capabilities across land, air, maritime and cyber domains. Our political correspondent Michal Lahan reports.
A key part of this initiative is the delivery of the military radar programme, which will get underway next year. There will also be millions of euros set aside for anti-drone technology, which is particularly relevant given the sighting of drones close to the flight path of the Ukrainian president during his recent visit here. More Air Corps helicopters, along with an aircraft that can carry personnel and equipment over long distances, will be purchased. Major upgrades are also planned for the Naval Service's subsea capabilities, while more funding will be available to renew the Army's armoured fleet. Minister McEntee is expected to say today that the plan shows a determination to strengthen the state's defences in light of the changed geopolitical environment since Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Security gaps are putting Ireland's national and economic success at risk, according to new research from the Institute of International and European Affairs and Deloitte Ireland. The study said Ireland's global economic profile makes the country a high-value intelligence target and warns that foreign intelligence services are actively targeting companies in Ireland. Immigration levels in Ireland dropped last year, with overall arrivals down 16%, according to the European Migration Network. Its annual review pointed to fewer people arriving from Ukraine in 2024 as a reason for the decrease. Our social affairs and religion correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
In 2.5 years, more than 111,000 personal public service numbers were allocated to people arriving in Ireland who were fleeing the war in Ukraine. Just over 9,000 of those numbers were issued in 2024, which was a 71% decrease from the previous year, according to the European Migration Network. At the same time, applications for international protection rose by 40%, though the Department of Justice has since announced a 40% fall in applications for 2024. Last year, the top countries of origin seeking asylum were Nigeria, Jordan and Pakistan. Almost 7,000 were refused entry at borders, which was a 7% fall from 2023, but voluntary returns rose by 345%, the highest in a decade. Legal migration continued to drive arrivals to Ireland last year, with a 27% rise in employment permits, mainly for health, social work and agriculture.
Services on the Lewis Green Line in Dublin remain suspended this morning while repair works continue following a power failure. Lewis operator Transdev has said its engineers have identified a fault within a critical low-voltage safety system, which is designed to shut power to the overhead lines in the event of an emergency. Transdev said there's currently no estimated restoration time for Green Line services and it will issue an update at 10 o'clock. Red Line services are operating as normal. Teachers and special needs assistants who've been physically injured in the classroom are calling for greater support and changes to the government scheme for leave of absence following an assault. It comes as figures show over 2,000 school staff have availed of the scheme since it was set up in 2017. Aisling Kenny reports.
Leave of absence can be granted to a teacher or special needs assistant who is unable to work due to a physical injury following an assault that happened in a school setting. Figures from the Department of Education show that over 2,000 teachers and SNAs have availed of the government's assault leave scheme since it was set up in 2017. The maximum leave available for assault is 3 months at full pay in a rolling 4-year period and can be extended for another 3 months in cases of serious assault. The Irish National Teachers Organisation has called for an extension to the duration of assault leave and financial supports to cover medical bills, therapy and medication following an assault. The union says too many teachers and SNAs are being left to cope alone after traumatic incidents.
A man is due in court on terrorism charges in County Down following a cross-border investigation into violent right-wing extremism. The 38-year-old was arrested in Ballynahinch on Tuesday for offences under the Terrorism Act. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
The PSNI made a series of arrests on Tuesday that they said were linked to a cross-border policing operation involving an Garda Síochána and targeting violent right-wing extremism. One of those detained has now been charged with terror offences. The 38-year-old man who was arrested in Ballinahinch, County Down, is due to appear in Downpatrick Magistrates Court. He's charged with possession of articles for use in terrorism, collection of information useful to terrorists, and withholding information which might prevent an act of terrorism. Two other people were arrested in different locations at the same time. A 40-year-old woman detained in Lurgan, County Armagh, has been released and is to be reported to Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service. A 48-year-old man arrested in Kilkeel, County Down, has been released after questioning. The PSNI said the investigation is continuing. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Cloudy with rain spreading eastwards through the morning and afternoon. It'll be windy today with fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds reaching gale force strength at times on Atlantic coasts. A clearance will gradually develop from the west through the evening, with rain remaining over eastern counties until after nightfall. Highest temperatures of 8 to 12 degrees.